You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Ah, another Cooligans episode.
Woo!
We're going to cut that?
Nope.
We're going to keep it in, baby.
That's the show, everybody.
Just a wedding ring banging on glass.
Just a show. How lively and energetic. The energy we bring week in and week out.
It's too much.
That's right. That's our main complaint. People are like, you guys have too much energy.
Too much energy. Can you calm down a little bit?
Tone it down. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cooligans.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
As always, my name is Christian Polanco. It has not changed.
That's right. Mine is still Alexis A. Guerrero.
Okay, that's his middle name.
That's how I was baptized.
His middle name is harassing you.
Yeah. My middle name is when your girl walks in the room in a towel.
Damn, bro.
That's what I do to wifey. Hey.
Hey, you're that creepy. Yeah.
She's like, you don't even have to do that. We're married. I'm behind the couch. Right. I like what I see, darling. Okay.
Being a creep is what you like. I know it's what you like.
It's how we got together. And why end it now? You know, they say how you get them is how you lose them.
So what's good, everybody? We had a crazy weekend.
We had a wild one.
And
we were a couple travel boys.
That was the sound of us flying.
That's how we got there.
Through the air.
We said, you don't need TSA pre-check to get on an eagle, baby.
Just an eagle claw just holding onto our hoodies. Yeah. And dragging us.
Eating a bag of peanuts.
Okay. All right. Come join our frequent flyer club.
That's right. It's a couple of talent cars. But other than that.
But no, we were in Charlotte for MLS Decision Day.
Eagles aren't even that big, but that's so stupid. It's a pterodactyl.
You're going to need a really big eagle to carry Alexis. I'll tell you that much.
Especially with my luggage, bro.
Okay.
Just be shoving my bag inside.
Alexis has the eagle. Lots of baggage, I promise.
That's right. Most of it mental.
Anyway, we were in...
You charge how much for mental pain? You're an eagle.
I'm going to go fly Spirit. Cheaper. We were in Charlotte for for MLS Decision Day. We got to see Charlotte FC take on Inter Miami. We got to see this Lionel Messi guy. We had heard about him. The first time I heard about him was when he signed for Major League Soccer. So I was like, okay, let me go check this guy out.
Wow, who's this old dude from Argentina?
Okay, with the thickest calves I've ever seen.
Yeah, bro.
So we did that.
I was actually way more impressed with Busquets, bro.
Were you?
Yeah, just watching him. Everyone's making fun of how much walking Lionel Messi does. One, it's turf. Two, he's a little bit older.
Yeah.
And three, he seems to walk into the exact spot he needs to be.
Yeah.
It's almost as if he understands the game better than people that are running back.
It's an interesting factor because, Thierry Henry famously didn't play on turf.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Zlatan never played on turf as well.
Right.
And Messi just walked on the turf. He's like, I'm not getting hurt.
He also didn't play. I'm not getting hurt out here. On turf, but he was out there.
He was. There were a couple moments, he hit the turbo button when necessary. But for the most part, he walked his, just his Argentinian, careful hamstrings on the pitch. And
for the first time in history, Messi went into the showers took his underwear off and was like, yo, how these little black beads get in here? Like,
why? Why are they always, you would think they would be in the boots first, yeah, but no, they're in the underwear.
I got pellets ever all up in my butt crack.
Yes, it's a, I think maybe that's the approach for players that don't want to play on turf. It's just... make it.
Put pellets in their butt?
No. I mean, for sure. Yeah,
are you getting more comfortable with it?
That's what you're into.
Do you see the vibes?
It's just, you know, make it, it's, you know, play the game like it's casual Friday at work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sunday league.
Just like, all right, you want me to play on this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give 80, maybe 70% effort. And which
I think he was giving 100. He was just saying, like, y'all run.
Okay. Well, look, that's how he played. Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm not criticizing. I mean, Messi was very close to, if it wasn't for Kalina making unbelievable saves for Charlotte, it's a much different outcome.
And there was at least two or three times we looked at each other and said, he saved that?
Yeah. Dude, Kalina had the game of his career.
It's so much easier on TV when they show the replay. But whoever's handling the cameras at Charlotte FC for the Jumbotron... did not care.
Yeah, Charlotte. It must,
doesn't even know what's going on.
It must be the NFL
has to
like
be
Jumbotron operator,
because a free kick bangs off the crossbar and the Jumbotron is on a hot mop. <He's doing laughs> it's like, are you even? The whole stadium looks up.
And then there were moments.
And we just see a hot mom dancing.
And then they
were like, that's not what we want to see right now. Save it.
Of course.
You know?
There's a time and a place.
Yeah. Even Busquets is like, nope. Hold on. Different camera, show the slow-mo, and then we'll go back.
But yeah, there were moments where there was a stoppage in play. And they would be, and they wouldn't show a replay that we really wanted to see.
Or they'd show the replay of the goal that happened 20 minutes earlier.
Or they would show a replay during the live gameplay. So we're like, depending on where you are in the stadium, you know, the angles might not be as great. So you look at the screen so you can see what's going on, like on a corner or whatever. And then it's like, yo, I'm trying to watch the game right, and I'm watching a replay from, you know, 60 seconds ago. It's right, like, I don't need to see that.
And then there's times where they're showing a replay and I'm like, what are the hot moms doing? How are you getting this wrong every time?
There was an abundance of hot moms earlier and now there are no hot moms.
What the hell? Did they leave? Should I have?
No, but it was great, man. Shout out to Ally for bringing us out. We were doing some work with them.
Also, Ally did a really cool
the drone show. Yeah, the drone show in
they did
halftime.
Seat us in seats where we couldn't see
We saw about like three quarters of the drone show.
There was one where the drones were a guy kicking a ball.
Yeah.
But we didn't see the kick, and we're just like, is this dude just standing there? And then we realized.
Yeah, and the drones were moving, and they made the drones kick a ball in the
sky.
Yeah,
it was so dope. And then the ball expanded. Remember when the drones became a hot mom? we were like,
that was the craziest. This was really
you guys are crazy. You guys are really understand the culture of Charlotte.
But shout out to we got to watch the game as well with Charlotte Hornets rookie Nick Smith Jr. and Deja Kelly, who plays for UNC, but plays basketball for UNC. And it was great. We got to hang out with them. Nick Smith is incredibly tall. He's a very, very tall guy. We asked him.
Would you come to the Knicks?
We could use all the help you gotta ask like, at all times.
The Knicks, bro. we asked Deja Kelly to come to the Knicks, bro. we really all hands on deck, Deja.
But I had asked him, like, yo, you excited to face Victor Wembanyama? He's like, nah, man. I am not.
No. You use the word excited, so I'm going to use the word no.
But it was great. They had never been to a soccer game before.
Oh, first time out, just go see Messi.
Yeah, you know it is. But we got to kind of explain the rules of the game to them a little bit and stuff like that. So it was nice. Oh, happy to the basketball.
It was
family.
A lot of fun. Nick Smith Jr. was like, yo, you guys are really funny. And I'm like, we're comedians. And he goes, oh. Okay. Like, did you just think we pulled up bants this whole time?
I thought y'all were just obnoxious and demanded so much attention.
We had a lot of fun when we realized the Carolina Panthers slogan was keep pounding.
That's right. That was a
it's in the OnlyFans color.
That was a running bit throughout the entire game.
Where is it? Like Alabama where they say roll tide?
Right, right.
So I would just tell people keep pounding. Keep pounding.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people really love that.
Yeah, they were very confused.
Got a cookie at the concessions. Keep pounding.
Don't you stop. Okay. And then I said, if I start a team, I'm going to go with pull out. That's going to be mine.
Right, right. Some jokes were good. Some jokes weren't. You know?
All had fun.
That one wasn't as well received.
Yeah. I think one woman dry heaved when I said it.
But yes.
That's what you got to do. You got to try.
MLS Decision Day.
You got to keep pounding.
Okay. Real quick, though. We also have a very special guest later coming
on
this episode.
That's right. Completely forgot. 9 minutes
when
into
Miguelito
the show.
Tells you, that lets you know we forgot to mention it.
Franklin Leonard will be coming through the creator of The Blacklist. We had him on a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the writer strike. And now that the writer strike is over, we can talk about the actor strike.
Yeah.
Okay. There's always a lot of strikes, right?
Yeah, someone's striking.
So he's obviously a big footy fan. And he just went to the NYCFC game against the Fire with his family. So that was really
cool.
We didn't go. We did not go because we were in Charlotte watching.
Again, that's our job, everyone.
Some people. Look, I didn't.
I've got a couple DMs from folks who are a little upset. I get it, but that we were at work.
Yes.
It just happens our work took us to a competitor game.
It was a look, we did our jobs.
Yeah.
Sometimes going to work ain't easy. Okay. Uh-huh. It gets a little emotional. Right. We were obviously looking at the standings and the table and we
having smile for the camera.
Smile and wave, boys.
Yeah. Just,
But shout out to Ally.
Yeah,
okay?
We really felt like diplomats from a puppet government. We were like, what are you talking about? Things are going great back home.
So we'll talk to Frank in a little bit. Let's just talk, give our thoughts about MLS Decision Day. The table is set. There are 45 teams in the playoffs. So we're going to have a good time.
Yeah,
bro.
I mean, everybody got in.
Everybody got in. There are no bouncers at this club.
No, not at all. Halifax Wanderers got into the MLS playoffs.
Okay. You're invited.
Yo, why is Caledonian Braves in here?
Get
bro?
In here, bro.
Chris, you.
Halifax, I didn't know you have $400 million to pay the expansion fee, but yo, you're good. All right?
Then you play Hibernian in Scotland, dude. Get out there, bro.
So the Eastern Conference had only two spots remaining, and the teams that got them were the New York Red Bulls and Charlotte FC. And even up until the final moment, even in Bank of America Stadium where we were at, the Charlotte was excited to host a playoff game. They thought they were going to be hosting and playing against Montreal, and then the Red Bulls got one of the most miraculous penalty calls.
One of the most egregious fouls in the box.
Anibal Godoy
was just like, what if I kick this dude right in the back of this dude's leg?
Was it Quinones, I think he
yeah, it was.
Kicked. And it, in the 91st minute, the game is tied. This is what I think happened. I think, obviously Dax McCarty plays for Nashville SC. And I'm sure still has a very soft spot in his heart for his New York Red Bull. He was just, yo, Anibal, look, it's getting late, bro. Yeah. And we're trying to keep this streak alive. I'm just trying to help the homies out a little bit.
A Rolex might find its way in your locker if you kick somebody in the box.
Just kick someone violently. Completely unnecessarily.
Yeah. Do it from behind so that there's no question as to whether it's a penalty or not.
It was such a terrible challenge. But look, so Charlotte in the stadium, everybody was like, oh, we're going to be hosting this game. But no, Rebels keep their postseason streak alive at 14 seasons straight. Yeah, I know that some people, I saw Joe Lowry tweeted this out of Total Soccer Show, just said that basically it sort of it's a diminished sort of or an asterisk to this record when the playoffs themselves
used to be like the top six.
If the playoffs keep expanding,
now it's everyone but Toronto.
That's the only rule.
It's the official. Better luck next year, Toronto.
No, but even still, look, the playoffs are usually it's been eight teams for the most part the last couple of years. Eight teams make it.
Yeah, they expanded three years ago.
Rebels made it to eighth. I mean, I'm not. Whatever, like it still counts as far as their record. It's John Tolkien, J-Mine, getting getting that penalty. That was his only first penalty taken or something like that.
He's the team's second penalty taker.
Right. But like I don't think he's taking penalties in like Leagues Cup.
Yeah.
Stuff. But I don't think he's taking a penalty.
What is he? 20 years old?
21. It's a big moment. Big moment. Yeah. And he made it. But. Yeah, it's obviously really difficult. It was difficult for NYCFC to make it because they needed Rebels to lose.
Especially after a win.
And Charlotte to lose or draw.
But hopefully there's some real questions that get asked at NYCFC. You end the season with 9 wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not a lot.
That's the thing. It's been a really, really frustrating season for NYCFC. And I think this is a weird year for the team where so many players left and came back and injuries and, you know, to start the season, James Sands wasn't there at the beginning of the season. Santi Rodriguez wasn't there at the beginning of the season. Maxime Cheneau leaves, you know, with like 6 games remaining. Maxime Morales wasn't there at the beginning of the season. So I think the leadership and direction wasn't sort of like set in stone, and the team didn't have its identity till would you even say they found it this season? I don't think so.
No, I think they got a bit more solid as the season went on. But 9 wins for an entire season in MLS is not great.
It's not good enough.
Certainly not good enough. But hopefully there's some positive changes. Hey, Joseph Martinez doesn't have a club.
Yeah, that's right. Joseph Martinez, that was reported that he didn't even travel to Charlotte because Tata said it would have been a waste of his time or something, or too much of a risk or something like that. So they were like, nah, bro, you ain't coming back.
They're like, bro, I got a purse on that seat on the plane.
So
there's not enough room on this Eagle, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry, the Eagle.
Have you talked to Alexis and Christian about one of them Eagles, bro? Like maybe you could be on your own?
So if
I were him, I would have bought a ticket and flew myself there and sat in the stands.
Okay.
Just behind Tata. Like, goddamn, bro.
But the reason they don't want to bring him back is because...
Oh, he's just going to walk the whole time. Just do a lot of that stuff like that.
The reason they don't want to bring...
There's a lot of hot moms here.
You weren't going to invite me to this?
I mean, the one time!
I see them on the camera there. I see them.
Instead of the highlight. I got nothing to do. You know, I could go say hi.
But they're saying that it's almost... kind of guarantee that Luis Suarez will be coming to Miami when it's like, I mean, look, it is an upgrade. Mm-hmm. It is Luis Suarez, but just adds more sort of questions and concern. I'm like, all right, how is really Miami able to do this? Like,
how are we doing
this? What is going on?
But I think there's a lot of rumors that came out a couple weeks ago about changes to the structure.
Yeah, yeah.
Next season.
No, yeah. Well, I'm fine with it.
Like, yeah, well, you know, if you get a Luis Suarez squad, how about that?
Got a question for you guys. Which of these matchups, because we got a lot of matchups of the first round, are you most looking forward to?
Again, when Miguelito asked us that, that means we haven't gotten to that yet.
I'm genuinely curious because I got a few
wild card game, obviously.
Click
East
knockout,
and West.
So it's a little easier to understand.
Okay, it'll be.
There we go.
Does this show the wild card games?
Yeah, right there. San Jose SKC.
Where's the Eastern Conference?
Well, you click on Eastern, and it'll do it.
Is there Eastern? There's no. I don't know what's going on here. It just doesn't show the Eastern Conference side of it, or maybe it's at the bottom here. I don't know.
I got it here.
Okay. Anyway.
No, I guess I don't. All right. Whatever. So it looks like Sporting Kansas City versus San Jose, and then we know it's going to be Charlotte versus Red Bull on the other side.
So you have to favor the home teams in these. I mean, that's the main, I think, going to
be the
main driver.
Well, I'm even looking past the wild card into the regular first round as well.
Sure.
Is there any...
So real quick, I mean, you would assume Red Bull over Charlotte and Sporting Kansas City over maybe this might be a tough one. San Jose is, I think, better than San Jose, and maybe the record this season didn't make
Sporting Kansas City. You said San Jose is better than San Jose.
I think San Jose is better than Sporting Kansas City. Okay. Yeah, and this, I think San Jose could upset Sporting Kansas City here, but you would still have to kind of favor the home team. But I don't see, I think it'd be really, really difficult for Charlotte to win at Red Bull Arena.
So the first round is a best of three.
Yes, right. Not the wild card, but obviously the next ones. Yeah, the first round.
So getting out of the wild card could really be anyone. But a best of three, that will be the higher seeded because they're at home twice.
Yes, if it even gets to that point. This is what, right. So we know that the first rounds are going to be best of three. No draws. All the games will end in penalties. If it ends in a draw. I do not want, I don't want three games. I hope I'm not a fan of this format. And I just want whatever team wins, just win both games and let's move on with our lives. Because I said this to Kevincho? I think I did. About like if this best of three, the best of three would have been better as like the semifinal, not the first round. That's a tougher, more even matchup. You're going to see a best of a lot less games. Say that again?
And a lot less games. Because there's fewer
matchups.
So... yeah, that's my thing. I don't want to see the best team against the worst team three times. I'd rather see the final two in that conference play three times.
But am I crazy though? Like I know I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. I agree. Okay, I'm probably gonna stop.
All right. What else do you want to talk about?
But I'm literally looking at the Eastern Conference, and I think Nashville could give Orlando a run for its money. I think Atlanta could beat Columbus in two out of three games. Is like that so insane to think? Or
I think Atlanta can beat Columbus easier than
Nashville can beat Orlando.
Orlando is, I think, a significantly better team, and Nashville not being home for the majority of those matches is going to prove to be a major, major issue for them. They're much better at home.
Yeah, so you would expect these matchups to be more entertaining in the middle of the table because obviously the teams are closer. We might see three matches between Cincinnati and Charlotte or Red Bulls. I don't want to watch that three times. That's my issue. Is like that seems to be kind of a waste of a series. Because that is like just a wildly unentertaining game. And yeah, maybe Cincinnati gets through easily. But yeah, that's the main thing. It's just like, if it was further down the rounds of the three matches.
What if the final was best out of three?
That would be a nightmare.
That'd be terrible.
I don't even like Liga MX's home and away, right, for the final. I don't like that either. It's just one game for the final. But leading up to it, I think we could have
Those games are always bad. That's the problem. Finals are just nobody wants to lose, so no one's trying to win.
Yeah. So look, it's
who do you think wins it all? Early doors.
I'm gonna say out of the Eastern Conference, I think the Union can get back to the final. And
that's crazy.
I mean, they were just there last year.
Yeah, but
so,
they didn't piss off Ale Bedoya last year.
Alexis, am I crazy?
Okay, we'll move on. Who do you think wins it all? Crazy pick.
A crazy pick. Look, I
crazy only because it's the playoffs haven't even started yet.
Look, I think the Union. I think after what the Union experienced last year, I think they are out for revenge, and I think they can do it. I think they could possibly win MLS Cup this time around.
Okay, I'm gonna go with St. Louis.
St. Louis to win the whole thing.
Every time we've voted against them or tried to use logic to suggest how they're going to lose, they win and they win big.
They're the best team in the West. Christian was like, that's crazy. He's like, oh, number one seed winning the title. That's crazy.
I mentioned this on the show before. They're the first team in the top five major sports in this country's history to win their regional conference or whatever their conference in their first season in existence.
Right, but didn't the Fire in 97...
They didn't win the conference.
They won the MLS Cup in their inaugural year. So I'm not saying St. Louis can't do that, but it's the issue here is going to be the one... I think they get out of the first round, But then once they get to the single game eliminations, it's going to be tough. I'm not going to necessarily favor them over teams that have a little bit more experience. If they get through, they're going to be facing, you know, quote unquote weaker teams. They might face like Sporting Kansas City.
Everyone but Cincy is a weaker team.
But a team like the Sounders have so much playoff experience that I would pick the Sounders over St. Louis, given even if St. Louis is hosting that game because of that playoff experience and MLS Cup experience. So that's I think that is going to be the only negative. And look, they've proven a lot of people wrong, but in a single game elimination, literally anything could happen. And I would favor experience over just good form or a successful season.
They're crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
So are you.
Okay, I'm glad we've confirmed. I also want to talk real quick about NWSL playoffs.
Go Bats!
Go Bats, because NWSL.
Is it this or this? Which one is it?
What is it that they do? They do the thing.
I thought it was like this with the little.
No. Is it this?
There?
I think it's pinkies, and they. It's like they almost like make the pinkies touch or something. I don't know what's going on. I think it's one of these. I've seen them do.
That's
it.
That's mad cute, bro. You guys look cute.
I know, right? You look like his kid.
Okay, but yes, obviously there were two of the playoff matches. The Reign first played Angel City FC and they won 1-0. A late goal. Veronica Lachko scored a header. Just risked her whole life and limb to get to that ball and just
missile.
And got like banged in between Paige Nielsen and I think it was Sarah Gordon.
Oh, Paige Nielsen has been on the show.
Yeah, Paige, you hate to see it. Rapino gets to continue her playing career for at least.
I asked Sandra Herrera, the three retirees are in the playoffs.
Who are
you got
the
Rapino,
three?
Allie Krieger, and Christine Sinclair, who announced her retirement last week.
Right.
Do you think one of them actually wins this trophy?
I think so.
Allie Krieger can.
I think Allie Krieger can. Gotham will end up. They were playing the Thorns in the semifinal round.
Is that a picture of Paige Nielsen?
Yeah, right here. What's wrong?
I've never seen her glamour shot before.
Do we have a?
Oh my god! You can't see it with the black really background.
Zoom in, there it is. But yeah, she just has her hair down.
No, there's like, you know, news anchoring. Last time I saw her, the last two times we've seen her, she's had a ponytail.
Right. All right. I want to talk about this Gotham game a little bit because Gotham went to North Carolina.
North Carolina.
To carry North Carolina.
We should have went.
We were right there. We were there the day before. They won 2-0. Just a huge performance. They played so well defensively. Probably goal scorers that you don't necessarily expect. Delaney Sheehan scored.
Which that shot, I'm like, she didn't even know that was going in, but she played it off like she did.
It was a little Mudrick-y. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a Schrossy.
It was a toe poke. But it was just
a bouncing toe poke, and then she just kind of jogged it out. She just realized, like, oh, it's going in.
The
playing like you meant it.
The goalkeeper, Casey Murphy, was like, this happens with toe pokes because toe pokes don't look like you're about to shoot.
Yeah.
They just look like you're taking another touch, another dribble. Mm. And it was just like, she dove for the ball so late that it was like, what? Like, she didn't...
Dude, confetti's in the air. Like, what are you doing?
Not even Delaney Sheehan expected to shoot that
ball. Nobody. She jogged it out like, yeah, 100% meant that.
That was her first professional goal in NWSL, which is awesome.
She got mobbed by the rest of the team.
Yeah, no, huge goal. Just like, and this is... Gotham has had just a tough time, not just scoring goals, but scoring goals like in... in important moments, like those those clutch moments. And Yasmin Ryan also scored at the end, which was the play from Lynn Williams to win the ball back.
Muscling the ball away from the other player.
She was like, I think she mushed somebody.
She mushed her, held her down, roasted her family, and then dribbled away.
And dribbled away, and then just a perfect setup for Yasmin Ryan.
Perfect ball. Perfectly weighted.
Far post.
Mitch Purse also got close to scoring a couple of times.
Yeah, no, this
real baller out there. But this team coming together now is a good time.
You love to see Gotham in good form.
Allie Krieger also balled out.
Yeah,
bro, you can't hang up them boots, bro.
We're gonna guilt her into staying.
You know, when you see the video fly of the coach, via eagle.
What'd you say?
See the video of the coach after the match, had all of them around the circle, and the last thing he says, and this wasn't Allie Krieger's last
game. Right.
Like,
Juan Carlos Amoros, right? Is this believe his name? But
I think my mom had his album.
But he, they had a huddle, and that everybody cheered very loudly when they said, "This is not Allie Krieger's last game." So look, a lot to celebrate. It was a great performance. I'm excited about these NWSL playoffs because this has been the Douglas Reyes Cerrón, DC United and Washington Spirit, also works part of the Metalark family.
Yeah, Metalark Media.
But he had tweeted, I forgot the exact tweet, but basically, I'm hoping for a particular, like, essentially a final, but I don't want to say it out loud yet. But we all know what he's talking about, right? What teams could end up facing each other in the final? If
I think we know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm on the same page.
We could have a Rain Gotham.
Oh, yeah.
Final.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. But I'm like, is there something I'm missing here?
We're on the same page. We just didn't know we're on the same page.
And that, as far as...
The Battle of the Retirees.
An epic final, an epic, last game of the season.
Wow.
That'd be interesting.
Two players enter. One player leaves.
There can only be one.
Who do we root for at that point?
It's got to be Allie.
Sorry,
Meg.
you've won enough or whatever.
Sorry, Rapinoe or whatever your name is.
We're gonna start calling her Rapinoe. All of a sudden, we were mad rude to someone who's been nothing but kind to us.
She's been nothing but sweet for 90 minutes. Yo, you the ops.
Okay, we've never liked her from day one.
From day one. Why wouldn't you want to go to the White House?
Everything changes. Man, the alt-right cooligan.
We just turn to our own comment section, bro. So
oh,
brutal.
My God. They might actually like us for once, the comment section.
Welcome to this Reddit thread, bro.
Yeah, dude. We're going to be mad toxic right now, bro. That's how much we love Allie Krieger.
Oh, man.
Jeez, man. We need to chill.
We do need to chill. Because we're getting crazy talking about Rapinoe like this, bro. And the best way to do it is with an ice cold Coors Light. That is always the move.
Bro, it's one of those things where, like, there's just a game every 5 seconds right now. NWSL's in the playoffs. MLS is in the playoffs. Premier League is going crazy. La Liga is going nuts. Serie A's got Americans left and right getting subbed out. It's absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I need to chill. It's the fall. It's the hustle, the bustle, and I just want to sit down and relax.
Bro, I'm a big fan of bustling. I bustle all day.
Sometimes I'm out there just bustling. And my wife's like, what you doing out there? And I'm like, oh, you wouldn't understand because you're too chill.
You don't bustle like I bustle.
Nah, bro. You need to bustle it wide open, bro. That's why I need to chill. Okay. And that's why I grab an ice cold Coors Light.
Okay.
It's Mountain Cold Refreshment, Christian.
Exactly. And those mountains, when they are nice and blue, you are ready to chill. Okay?
I have a suggestion for their can because right now it's a blue mountain that chills. They should have two mountains. And when it's cold and ready to chill, those mountains make it clap.
Okay. I mean, I think that's called an earthquake.
I know I'm shaking thinking about it.
Right. That's literally when two tectonic plates collide. But all right. But it's kind of, I see where you're going.
Yeah.
So
I think it could be a hit.
Coors Light is the one we choose when we need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/cooligans.
That's CoorsLight.com. patreon.com/cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We'll
make a clap.
That's our cue to welcome our guest. We're going to be talking to Franklin Leonard in just a moment. And we'll talk about how the writer strike wrapped up. And we can look forward in Hollywood and see what's going to happen.
And his thoughts about football.
Yeah, okay.
Football.
So here it is. Let's chat with Franklin Leonard.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
Wow, nothing but superstars.
Look who came in and rolled through
in the studio.
Coming from,
there's zero reason why someone this important is in our studio.
This man is so,
I'm not sure what that says about me though.
Yeah. No, 100%. You got finesse in this whole thing.
This man is too influential to be here.
Yeah. Way too much.
Y'all are very kind.
Everybody, big round of applause for Franklin Leonard.
Come on, Blacklist. We've talked about it a bunch. You've been on the show before.
I have.
A lot's happened since you've been on the show.
It has. It doesn't feel like it's been that long, but it really, yeah, a lot's happened.
But like a true script, there's been some resolution.
Well, and yet there's still an ongoing drama that maybe continued to round two.
Right. Exactly.
The franchise, the narrative universe continues.
Yeah. Right. So we're talking about the writer's strike.
Yeah.
And Franklin Leonard, obviously, been involved in obviously getting scripts made, right? I mean, that is the business that you are in.
Which scripts are written by writers. Mm. So that was very important to him.
Exactly.
You ever heard of them?
Yeah.
By human beings.
Right. That's like if microphones went on strike, we'd be like, oh no! That's kind of what we do, dude!
But now that the writer strike is over, I mean, where are you as far as even emotionally? And then...
should be
exhausted.
Laying down?
This is therapy now. But no, where are you sort of emotionally after going through that whole saga for like, it's like what, 6-7 months or whatever?
Yeah, it was like five months, 150 days, something like that.
Yeah. And then now like looking towards the future, because it seems like as far as what I've seen from a lot of writers is there's a little bit of optimism in the fact that you guys got a little bit of what you wanted.
Yeah, I think the deal was very good. Like if you just look at the numbers, like I think it was that the writers got like 270% of their initial, of what the studios were offering originally. And I think they got 56% of what they were asking for.
Okay.
So that's like a dub, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a win.
In New York, dub means loss.
Did you hear about this? This comes
I'm
up all
shocked.
The time. Yeah.
It was a W.
There you go. That's
it
a,
was
win.
A win.
That's
language
a win.
Language evolves
wow,
over time.
Wow, suddenly I understand.
I mean, language changes. That's the beauty of language,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
It was a win, I think, for writers overall. I think the bigger question, though, is, and really the thing that the strike was never about, but was sort of about, was like, how are we going to value the work of writers generally? And that question, I think, continues on past the writer's strike and just like how we in Hollywood do our business. Because the real is, ain't nobody got anything to do until the writer does their job.
Right.
So they should be valued quite a bit.
Yeah.
And historically, they haven't been. So
you know what I
think
I hate
that
when
question
they,
continues.
When they say like actors who are funny in a show.
Right.
They tell them like, yo, you funny. It's like, they didn't make these words.
I mean, some of them might be, but the vast majority came from a writer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Some of them might be. The guy who plays an axe murderer might be funny.
Right. No, but that's exactly right.
We don't know because
don't
the
know.
Script ain't letting us know it.
There we go. But so, yeah. So writers deserve a lot more credibility, a lot more credit than they deserve. This helped get them some of it at the bottom, right? Like, the minimums have changed. Will it change for all writers? Will it sort of right-size the market so writers are getting what they deserve? I doubt it, but that's like a battle for another day.
Right.
Well, but they won this battle.
Let me know how much you won the battle. Should Christian and I invest what little money we have into AI actors, or did they win that part of the strike?
Well, the AI actors, that's still an ongoing debate because SAG's
still
on strike. Yeah, SAG's still on strike.
Yeah,
so
very nice.
This issue of like AI and actors and just all the actor stuff, that's still being debated. I think the studios and SAG go back to the negotiating table tomorrow or Wednesday, but none of that has been resolved yet.
Well, I'm glad that the writers sorted everything out, but it's just like, Because you know the work that goes into, obviously, creating shows. There's a lot of appreciation. Yeah. But why do we got to do anything for these divas, these actors? Do we have to give them the same amount of respect?
Dude, we don't get hair and makeup.
Well, I think this is probably what the studios are counting on, is that the assumption is these actors, these divas. Like, SAG is not negotiating on behalf of The Rock or Meryl Streep, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they have agents. They're going to be fine regardless of what the resolution is. It really is about, like, the person who's just starting out. Like, you get that role in a TV show that you get two episodes. Are you going to be making enough money to live so you can get the next job and keep trying to be an actor? Right. Or
the first dude to get shot on The Walking Dead.
Right.
that guy
should pay his rent.
That guy needs to pay his rent. That's exactly right. And the question is like, are they going to get scanned and then the studios will own the right to their face forever? Right. And then it's like, oh, well, we don't need you anymore to get shot the next time we do a show because we got your face. We're good.
That what? Would suck if you're watching TV and you're just getting shot.
But this is
like, oh my God!
But there was a show. I don't know which clip it was, but there was some, like, it might have been a Disney show or something where they were
a bunch of kids. Someone I saw this.
No, a bunch of kids. What a different direction.
Bambi's mom.
It's like a bunch of kids at a high school basketball game, and they're in, and so they go to a shot in the stands, and there's like four kids clapping, supporting the team, and then behind them is like NBA 2K AI,
literally
people are doing the same animation, and they're literally right behind them.
Yeah.
So it's like, so you can already tell.
Damn, Disney's budget is down.
They're working on this, and they're trying to make it as cheap as possible to basically not hire actors and be able to do stuff like that. But also, those characters looked awful, and they did not fit in with that scene at all.
Mm. Right.
So yeah, it's a thing. I've done a lot of auditions and acting, commercial acting, and stuff like that. And it's soccer. It worked out in soccer, which I never thought it would. But it's just like the business is so.
A lot of people listening didn't think it would either. Thank you so much.
But it's just that the business is so difficult. I remember going on an audition, and I've heard this from a lot of other comics who tell jokes about this stuff. But like and other actors, but they say like. The casting agent was like, okay, now do it like urban. You know what I mean? Like, they hit me with
I'm that's
like,
real.
And,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
And you think like you like it's just like, oh, that it won't happen to me.
Yeah, you're like, do you want fries with that? No cap. So, why am I here?
I wish that was fiction.
You want me to Dougie, man? But
you say that, and they're gonna be like, oh, actually, yeah. How is your Dougie?
It is such a wild.
Quick, Google Dougie. It just said Dougie.
Because the guy that was just in here has an excellent Dougie.
On our Dougometer, you are very loud.
So, look, I hope it gets resolved, and everybody who works in this business should have basic protections and basic security. I know people a lot of times don't respect, like, sort of this fight from unions.
Is there a
union.
Soapbox under this desk?
I'm just saying. Franklin,
I'm with you. Yeah, this is the effect I have on people.
He's
but
inspiring
it's,
me a little
no,
bit.
No, but it's real. Look, at the end of the day, what we're talking about is basic protections for people who are working. Period, full stop. And whether you're an actor or a writer or a coal miner, everybody deserves to have their work valued and to be protected at the lowest levels. And I think that's what SAG is negotiating for. That's what the writers were negotiating for. And hopefully the studios will see the wisdom in making sure that their future stars that they're going to make money on have the opportunity to become future stars.
Yeah. I agree. And you know what? You said something that has inspired me to want to help. So Christian and I are willing to throw our hat in to negotiate on behalf of The Rock. Because if he doesn't have someone negotiating for him, we'll handle that.
Well, he needs
Dwayne
help.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, with Hawaii and all that stuff. He needs that. We can be his PR people.
Yeah. And that terrible wax figure, bro.
The wax figure, definitely, someone's got to do something.
All right.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what's going on.
The shade
on
of wax is a little off.
Let's move on to some footy. You're in New York.
I'm in New York.
I'm sure taking meetings. This is your most important one, obviously.
Obviously.
But you were, I saw some photos. You were in town. You were at Citi Field. Watching NYCFC take on Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
With the family.
So my younger brother, younger sister both live in the New York area. They both got three kids each. So I was able, NYCFC hooked me up. We were able to take them, their partners,
coolest
their
uncle.
Kids.
Coolest uncle.
Cool
just
uncle
came
status.
Through with the night at the game.
I mean, literally, cool uncle status, secured for another 12 months. But it was great. It was a really good time. Like, I still soccer on a baseball field is still weird to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But I will say, given that, phenomenal experience.
Yeah, right, I don't know. What's the stadium name for where LAFC play now? BBVA?
BMO Stadium.
I went there, and I'm like, bro, there's not a home plate anywhere.
we're missing out.
How are you calling this a soccer stadium?
So, that looked fun. We were in Charlotte watching, Charlotte FC take on Inter Miami. We haven't, when we spoke to you, was Messi in the league yet?
I think it was rumored, or maybe it had been announced, but he hadn't played yet.
So, all right, your first thoughts. Let's get some Messi experience thoughts.
From the viewpoint of a movie script.
Yeah.
Does this fit? Or is this a little too much?
You know, the summer was interesting.
Look, all the drama was there. I was really interested in the idea of Miami making the playoffs, right? Like, and they were close. Look, I think if Messi had played every game, they might have had a shot. But they needed to basically win out for that to happen, and it didn't happen. Personally, I think it's better that they didn't and that next year becomes the real drama, right? And I think that we can all reasonably assume that Miami will make the playoffs last year just based on how well they played when Messi was playing, and they'll be able to retool the roster to make themselves even better.
So I'm looking forward to that story.
Yeah, this is the origin story. I also think it's better for the ownership of Inter Miami that they didn't win, because it's like, look, if you just bring Messi in and you win everything, it doesn't feel as like real as if like everybody had to deal with not making the playoffs one year and then the next year you come out and really show out.
Exactly. And even Messi was one of the nominees. He could have been for MVP, which is like a weird thing.
I mean,
he could have been newcomer of the year.
I mean,
the guy who's up for Ballon d'Or.
No, I know. But technically, I mean, and like, look, based on the games that he played, would he have been the most valuable player on any team?
Right.
Made the playoffs, I think you could argue,
I think you kind of got to give it to him at that point. But it also would have been weird. But no, look, I think it was amazing. I got to see him play against LAFC. It was well worth it. Sold one of my tickets, made some good money there.
That's a move, nice. Bro.
But it was also the thing that blew my mind about watching Messi play. Like, I had read about how he doesn't run, right?
We've all read.
Seeing it live is wild. That dude is not running unless there is a goal scoring opportunity, and then he's flying. But he's just moseying around the field.
I never
checking
thought
it all
that
out.
Me and Messi would have a similar workout regimen.
No,
which is like, make me run, dude.
This is me when I'm playing. Look, unless I can do something,
right?
I'm not breaking out of sprint. I got a limited number of those.
Right. I don't run for XG like he does. I run for XS, which is expected siren. That will make me run. If the excess is high, I'm out.
Speaking of scripts, this is
I saw this on Instagram this
morning.
This made
me laugh a lot. This is really funny. MLS posted an Instagram reel, this video of them rewriting the script for Major League Soccer, and they scroll to the end of it, and you're basically seeing them delete, the final line says, and one single tear drops on David Beckham's face. Yeah. And basically, as they win MLS Cup.
It was like exterior, pink drive, pink stadium. Scrub that.
I love that they're at least leaning into the fact that, it does feel a little bit predicted. You know what I mean?
The Leagues Cup scripted stuff felt like the fix was in, right?
Especially because no one could explain what Leagues Cup is. Very hard.
Yeah, we just make this thing and then bring Messi in and then have the drama. That'll be great.
If someone's like, did you come up with a competition just for Messi? And we'd be like, it's kind of hard to explain that the answer is no, but I promise you it is.
But again, I think, but this is all what we want. Like, we don't want there to be a script. We want there to be some uncertainty. We want there to be some drama that no one can predict, whether it's Messi winning or Messi not. And so I think now, without Messi in the playoffs and this assumption that Miami's just going to run through everybody, I don't know who's going to win.
How do you feel about LAFC's chances this time around?
It's a good question.
The form has been
the form has been questionable. Yeah. I think on their best day they can beat any team. Will they have their best day consistently throughout the playoffs? I don't have a great deal of faith.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do like this team. Denis Bouanga, phenomenal.
Golden Boot winner.
Look, if he finds his scoring boots in any given day, it might be a wrap for everybody.
That's the thing.
But not every day. He doesn't have it every day.
Yeah.
And when the consistency's there, we're good.
That game against Inter Miami was interesting because Bouanga got roasted a bit for either not passing the ball when he really should have, or no. just missing good opportunities.
He wasn't finishing. Period.
But it seemed like
Carlos Vela would have stricter words.
I think you're probably right. I'm being diplomatic.
He's like finishing, passing to an open player with an incredible left foot.
No, he was definitely frustrated. Don't get me wrong.
It felt like a game where he was like, I'm gonna shine today. And 100%. He did not do that.
He was like, Messi, never heard of him.
No, look, I think this is the danger when anybody plays against Messi. It's like, you know, the eyes of the world are on you. So if I could show out,
mm-hmm.
there's upside there. Look, I definitely think he was trying to go big, and on his day, he can. Yeah. That's the wildest part. Like, he's not the Golden Boot winner for nothing.
Yeah.
But that was not the day.
It reminds me of the stories of like when, you know, like a player is discovered because the scout was there to see someone else.
Right.
But they shine. No. Christian Pulisic was actually discovered that way. And it's like, you telling me they didn't be like, oh, you have a scout coming?
100%.
Watch me ball out.
100%.
The scout is 30 million people watching the game.
So look, Miami's out of the playoffs. We don't have to worry about that. They can focus on the team, and maybe we can pull something out. I think we got
playing
Vancouver
a tough Vancouver.
First.
Yeah,
Vancouver. Yeah, it should be an interesting team. Yeah, I mean, Brian White is challenging. Ryan Gold as well. I mean, names that we don't get to hear regularly throughout the year, but they obviously been balling out. Let's move on to the Premier League and just get some reaction, because you are someone that travels to England pretty often.
A true neutral.
Which is, this is one of those things where I'm like, I don't know if I trust Franklin Leonard.
Yeah,
that's
fair. But you still think Tottenham sucks. You're reasonable is what I'm saying.
I think like everybody, I have been won over by Ange. Postecoglou. Okay. He seems like a good dude. He's obviously doing some good stuff for the team. It's hard to hate Sun Heung-min.
Yeah.
But I came to it late, so I don't have a team that's just like my team. A friend of mine described me as a petty bitch who loves drama. Not incorrect.
So great way to explain it.
Give me high drama, and I'm probably good.
That's a bumper sticker on
your
car.
My friend actually
dude.
Said something similar. He just said I'm a petty bitch.
Just give me a proper title race.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, then I'm into it. But I'm also really compelled by players and teams and narratives. So, like, I love the idea of Arsenal having to beat Pep to win a title.
Right.
That's compelling.
Student beat the teacher.
Yeah, no, but literally, right? That's a little some Star Wars hero's journey stuff.
Pep is Arteta's
but
father.
We finally have the shape of a sort of multi-team, like, chase this year. Maybe.
Well, yeah. The fact that Manchester...
Some teams in the top five you wouldn't expect. Obviously, I made fun of Tottenham, but Aston Villa is up there right now. They're playing extremely well. Ollie Watkins on fire.
Yeah, they look.
Your defense is terrified. But.
They look. Aston Villa looks sharp. But I like the fact that Manchester City has already lost two games.
It's amazing.
It's insane. It's just like
two in a row.
They're human. They're human beings. who left Manchester City? Has Rodri come back yet?
Rodri was back for the most recent game.
Cancelo got outcast.
It's just
Mahrez left.
Mahrez, yes. So this is what the interesting thing is. Like the depth of the team. They obviously have still tons. Doku, Jeremy Doku.
Also just came in.
KDB. This is the thing with Manchester City. They bring in players like, I never heard of Doku before. And maybe if I'm an uninformed person, then fine. But then it's like, all right, well, you're this good? How is it that it just, the scouting for City Football Group or whatever is just so precise of like, this is the guy we're going to bring. This is how we know he's going to fit in the team perfectly. And it begs a question.
Everyone but Calvin Phillips.
I was going to say, it works almost every time.
Yeah.
Why can't Calvin Phillips get any minutes at all?
Bro, Pep says he's like, I think he's a great player. He's very professional. Yeah. But underneath that has to be like, I don't like this.
I made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, he's not some starting on my team.
But there's a system in place, right? And like some people are in the system quick. Like Doku just walked into the lineup. He's playing more than Grealish.
Right.
Grealish is like a good year to like figure out what was going on and play the Pep system.
And they dropped $100 million on him.
I mean, what's $100 million to them?
It's a good point. It's a good point.
I also think Everton spending $10 million. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think De Bruyne.
They have that kind of money?
They're trying to get it.
Yeah. Check out their GoFundMe. Help out Everton.
But the De Bruyne injury, I think, is also like a bit. Like that's not a guy you can replace.
Exactly.
You know, like you may need two different players or a new system. And I feel like those two losses are De Bruyne is in the lineup. They're healthy. They probably don't lose those two games. They don't lose to Wolves, at least.
Exactly, yeah. Right?
Thank you, Wolves.
The Merseyside derby, Alexis, I don't know if you saw the game.
I caught the highlights, yeah.
But there was controversy, right? Yep. Because Ashley Young got two yellows in the first half. And then there was Konate not getting a second yellow. And so a lot of people, my Everton group chat, which is
unbiased.
But people are basically saying, and people even outside of the Everton group chat are essentially saying that because of the mistake with the VAR decision. For Liverpool Spurs, that this game was like that the referees are kind of scared to.
Or I got your back.
Yeah, yeah, to not be too harsh on Liverpool.
Yeah, it's like a make good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, do that against Arsenal, not against Everton. Right, you know what I mean? Exactly. don't
I suddenly don't agree with what you're saying.
But I think even Sean Dyche was like, I don't think it would have changed the result.
Right.
Damn.
No, but look,
he said something. I don't know the specifics, but he was like, look, would we have won the game?
By that point in the game, it's like, it probably wouldn't have made a difference. But, you know, Ashley Young deciding to play like a young player who is not young anymore.
Yeah.
That was probably the bigger issue. But this we haven't spoken to you since that Liverpool.
No, we haven't. Yeah.
You know, Spurs thing. How did you feel about it? Because it obviously was pretty insane.
I don't understand how that happens. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you listen to, because they released the audio tape.
Yeah.
And, like, the game just continues, and they're just like, oh, no. And you're like, can no one just be like, stop the game. Let's take 15 seconds to make sure we got this right.
It reminded me of the time when I turned on the dishwasher, and I forgot to put the dishwashing liquid in it. And I was like, what do I do now? Do I just wait? Do I wait
for 2 hours?
Right. Just do it again.
My wife's like, stop it. I'm like, there's no button to stop. Right. And I'm just kind of keep going. I got to just, fuck, I guess we ruined it. You know, we got wet dishes and then it starts again. Hot wet dishes with ketchup stains on it.
But that audio of that, I mean, I've heard like black box recordings that were like more comforting.
That's exactly right. But you're like, how is there not, as part of just the VAR thing,
yeah,
like a, you know, an emergency button,
yeah,
where it's just like stop the game.
Hold up.
Stop the game.
Yeah. Someone said like, well, you can't stop it because that's one of the rules. I think also a rule is if the ball goes over the line, it's a goal. You know?
That should take like precedence.
And it feels like that's the one that has a direct impact on the winner. Right.
But the wild part is like they recognized it when it was happening that it was wrong. And they were, because he was like, you know, what is it? He's like, yeah, it's the right call. And he thought he meant that the other call was the right call.
Yeah.
And they just played it. And there's the idea.
It was
that
like a who's on first.
Yeah. But the idea.
He's like, yo, is that what you wanted? Totally is what I wanted. So you saw it. I saw it all day. What are you talking about?
And the fact that there's no ripcord. And here's the thing. That, in all likelihood, the need for that ripcord will happen once a season at most.
Sure.
It should exist.
Yeah.
And the fact that it didn't, and everyone was like, oh, well.
Yeah. But
it just kind of blows my mind.
It's an easy thing in that, like, even in the military, you go, like, copy, roger, like, to confirm the thing you just said. And the VAR is just like, hey, you got it? Yeah, I got it.
We've all watched The Bear. The guy's like, give me two chicken parm. Two chicken parm. Let's do it that way.
It's a diner to figure out a good system.
Let's do it that way. That was outside, chef.
Everyone has a system, apparently, except for sports at the highest level,
the
where the
most
financial
lucrative
stake,
league
exactly. Millions of
in the world
dollars are on the line on this decision alone.
It's two guys going, wait, what? I said, I thought you said, oh, well, I'm in the playing.
Here's the worst, and as wild as it is for the players, for the teams, what about the gamblers who had money on that game?
What about Sandro Tonali?
Did you see the guy that was a Luis Diaz goal away from turning $10 into $7,000 on that day? If they had counted the goal, he would have won $7,000.
I didn't see that.
See, that's the guy I feel most sad for.
That's also the guy where I'm like, watch where he goes. He might be driving towards the ref's house.
But he has the most reason to be angry, right? Like the rest of them, like, yeah, it's football. Like sometimes mistakes are going to happen. Yeah. That dude was like, look, I just lost $7,000 and y'all just couldn't get it right.
Yeah. Well, I should have had $7,000. I didn't think about the mafia. You know what I mean?
Now that I think about it, like, there's a systemic sort of thing happening where people are like, oh, we got to get this changed.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the gambling. This has obviously been a talking point.
Yeah,
man. You mentioned it a lot. So obviously, players getting in trouble for gambling. And given that, you are, you know, have an athletic family. Your brother played in Major League Soccer. Just the fact that this is even, I don't know, I would is it something that's always kind of existed, or is it like we're just finding out about it now, or is gambling maybe too easy for athletes, but they know to not do it?
I think it might be just too easy now. I think just the proliferation of all of these like betting sites makes it a lot easier. Although my sense is that like Tenali and those guys were not using betting sites. It was like a bookie, who was threatening to like break Fagioli's legs.
Yeah.
But I just
that email's not coming from an app.
Exactly.
DraftKings notification. Will never send you that. I just got a no reply at DraftKings. As if I don't update my account.
It's a photo of one of those delivery bots outside of your house with like a hammer.
It's like a super zoomed in photo of me in my bedroom window.
They take over your like Amazon Alexa and they're like, we know when you're home, bro.
So cute. It just says cute dog. I hate if something happens to it.
It's far. I can't imagine. Look, I can't imagine being a professional athlete because I just never had skills like that. But I also cannot imagine being a professional athlete and being like, oh, y'all, this where I'm going to make my money is on gambling.
Yeah.
Just, like it just seems
you invest so much time and energy.
Here's
and
my hot take. I think it's like a Theo, an uncle, who's like, hey, kid.
Oh, okay.
You let me know if you're not feeling it.
By the way, that actually makes a lot more sense.
I honestly
than just being a professional athlete, being like, you know what I'm going
to
do today?
On the way to work at a red light, I'm just going to pop a couple bets in. I think it's a cousin.
It's.
Who's like, hey, I think I figured out.
That's what happened with.
I don't have to borrow money if I do it this way.
All alleged and rumored with Lucas Paquetá, that this was kind of was going around Twitter for a little bit, but they were saying that somebody placed a bet in Brazil that he would get a yellow card in a particular game, and then you watch the highlights of the yellow that he got, and it's like a little like
right, why are you doing
where's
this?
Where's this coming?
Remember this happened to Arsenal too, and they pinpointed a Xhaka.
Yeah.
Yellow that came like randomly in like the 68th minute of a big win.
Yeah.
It was like made no sense as to why he just angrily.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You're just like, what are you doing? But I think the Tito.
See, that kind of stuff I'm okay with.
But that
yellow?
No, but the Tito.
A light yellow?
No, it's like when you're like a when before NIL, right? When like high school and college kids, they had family who were like taking side things over like where they go to college and stuff.
Right.
I feel like it's got to be that. And then, like, the Ivan Toney thing, I feel like that was just, like, most of his bets were happening when he was playing lower league football. And then I was like, okay, he probably was trying to pick up some side money because he wasn't making much money. But if you're at the top level and making good money, and again, maybe I'm just not a gambler like that. The idea of being like, oh, let me put some money down on a game doesn't appeal to me at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, yeah, I guess family can pressure because I heard the alleged, it was like the like Paquetá's friends or family, like they put like $12,000 that he would get a yellow. And it's like, all right, why are you betting on this particular prop?
And also, they're going to trace it to you,
right?
A guy whose last name is the same as me and living my life.
Yeah. Well, the movie, they just like make him very angry before the game, just like give him some family drama.
That's
like if I ever get in a movie.
He'll hurt somebody. He'll be, you know.
If I ever get in a movie, I'm just going to randomly be like, wow, this scene is, or wow, what a fight, man. He looks hurt. If I were you, I'd go get some Taco Bell and look right at the camera.
But that's part of the course now. You got to do
but
that
no,
now.
But no, I'm going to wedge it in without the producers knowing. Like, why does this guy keep bringing up Taco Bell in every scene?
How much of a factor is that is when scripts are being written to incorporate brands?
Is it like, do scripts come like Mad Libs with lines? So you can
No. Typically, the way that would normally happen is like you'd have the script, you're going into production, and then you get like various sponsors who would just inject, you would just inject that stuff into the script if you have it. I mean, there was Wayne's World 2 that uses them. They're like, okay, now we're going to do the product placement. Like, let's have some Doritos or whatever it was. So it definitely exists. But, you know, it's not like they just leave a blank for, like, insert sponsors.
Sometimes you could tell it wasn't in the script, though. They're like, we got to catch that robber. All right, let's go. Let's take the cruiser. No, let's take my 2023
Ford.
Or when you see a movie and everybody's using Android phones, you're like, hey, right, that exactly. ain't real. Yeah. That ain't real. Yeah.
Like, no one has an iPhone. Exactly.
How poor are all these people? They're all on Boost Mobile.
Man, that giveaway. Yeah. Franklin, thank you so much for hanging out with us, man. Yeah, always,
it's a pleasure to be here.
Always an honor. Is there anything you want to plug, let people know about in regards to Blacklist or even I don't know if you're still doing the seminars and stuff?
Yeah, we're still doing Word by Word. Those are available and that's free. Just go to the Blacklist website. The information will be there. Those are like sort of conversations about screenwriting that are happening every other week now that the strike's over. Website's back, fully in business with the strike over now. So yeah, just check us out. Blacklist with no vowels, blcklst.com.
All right, that's the move, everybody. Franklin, thank you so much for hanging out with us, man. Always appreciate it. Shout out to Franklin for coming through the studio.
Another incredible interview by the Cooligans.
Whenever the homies are in New York, we're like, yo, come through.
Pull up. You and know then, the Addies.
Yeah,
slide.
Yeah. And usually they're like, yo, how you got my number?
I said pull up. Why are you asking all these extra questions?
But shout out to Franklin. Always great to chat with him. We got a new segment today.
Ooh.
And we're gonna get things started.
It's the Cooligans make out.
For 5 minutes. Okay, be wild entertaining. No, we got a new segment. It's called The Tight Five. Hey. You know, we are stand-up comedians. Tight Five is like what you see in a set on a late night show and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's the short bursts of comedy that every professional comedian should have a Tight Five, a five that's so tight, it's boom, 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 joke after joke after joke.
Exactly. So what we're going to do in this iteration of it is we're going to have Miguelito toss us a couple topics. We have 1 minute to joke about it, riff about it. We don't know the topics, so we have to, we're going to give our genuine responses to whatever topics Miguelito tosses at us.
A little off the top. Yeah, we'll see if it works. All right.
Let us know in the comments if you like this.
Yeah, we'll keep doing it. We'll come up with some new stuff each week. Let us know if there's any other
ideas. Let us know if you don't like it. Yeah. Which is probably what you're going to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Miguel, do you have an email?
Do I have an email?
Yeah.
I'll put it in the description after. Yeah.
Email
so
if
check
you
it
have
out.
An idea for
yeah,
this
if you have
segment.
Some topics idea, or a segment idea.
A couple segments you want to toss us. For sure. Ideas for the segment.
Yeah. So you guys ready? We're going to get going real quick here. All right. So the first one we're going to start with is the same. And by the way, for just everyone in the listening audience, you'll hear this sound just so now we're moving on to the next topic.
Okay. And professional.
High quality production right there.
We got the budget
for this? That's what they pay me for. That's what they pay me the big bucks for.
This is why we don't order lunch anymore? Is this it right here?
Okay. First one, we've got the San Diego FC new logo.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sponsored by Gillette, I think.
it looks like the rim of my car. I don't. So the first thing I saw was like chrome and azul. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I'm like,
aren't those Mexican wrestlers?
When I hear chrome, I don't think San Diego. So maybe there's something I'm missing as far as what the connection is.
Yeah, because I've had burritos in San Diego with French fries in it, and it didn't have no chrome, and it didn't have no azul.
It's just, look, I mean, you see the shirt I'm wearing right now.
R.I.P.
It's wildly different.
You went to a funeral.
Shout out to the San Diego Loyals.
But this logo has the feel of San Diego in it.
Yeah, it has like, the color, the identity, the pop, and it's so...
SDFC does not.
So, look, is it an L already? I don't know. I mean, some people are not. I think the issue is that people have something to compare it to in San Diego. So they're like,
San Diego Loyal.
It's all not right. The same. All okay. Right.
There's 1 minute. Got the tight 1 minute there. Second one. Playing the wrong song.
Okay.
Second one.
Is that royalty free?
Is that Taylor Swift?
What it's related to Christian Church. RIP San Diego Loyal. You got 1 minute.
San Diego Loyal.
Damn, yo, y'all went out in the playoffs?
I mean, it's a bummer, but look, it didn't. Even if they won the title, they weren't coming back.
No, it would have been nice for the fans. But yeah, this kind of sucks. And what makes it worse is the new team, it's like your stepdad shows up and he sucks. you got that haircut. I don't care. You went to Chrome and Azul Barbershop.
You know, that was cool.
Yeah, bro. So, he didn't have the most money, but he was cool.
I feel bad. Look, it's a difficult thing. The hope is that San Diego FC, also the name, San Diego FC.
I don't mind it.
I would have.
It's just weird that
FC San Diego feels
it's weird that MLS put a team that knocked out Landon Donovan's team, bro. And their trophy is a Landon Donovan MVP.
It's going to be the Lionel Messi MVP award.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Lionel Messi's like, I'm not touching it if it's just Landon Donovan, bro.
The Apple TV Plus MVP award.
And all the right. Tim Cook MVP award goes to...
All right. Next one. You kind of touched on this one as well a little bit earlier, but rumors about Luis Suarez joining Inter Miami now that Tata's confirmed Joseph is leaving at the end of the season.
Bro, the allegations that MLS is a retirement league are bad.
I mean, they went from Joseph, who's like 32, to like to a 37-year-old, bro. Yeah. Like, they got the hot moms from Charlotte FC. we need somebody older, more mature.
I don't know, man. I think he could take a bite out of this league. You know?
He could really chew some players out, bro.
Yeah. He really just digs his teeth into this league, you know? I feel like he could really make something of it.
Look, I think Miami already pretty good without Luis Suarez.
Yeah.
You would imagine a team with Luis Suarez on there would be unbelievable.
It kind of sucks for Joseph Martinez, though. He showed up to Miami when they were getting no love.
Yeah.
And now they just said ta-ta to him.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't even... Can we hit the ding early, bro?
I was going to say, you beat it by like 1 second.
Let's go!
1 second too early.
Oh, got the bid in.
All right, next one.
Yo,
next
I'm
one.
Dressed like the Blangolan flag, I just realized.
Jose Mourinho's red card versus Monza for making the crying motion at the other team.
This is disrespectful because you're taking the fun part of the game out, which is watching Jose Mourinho make an ass out of himself.
But you're gonna give somebody a red card for something that's like a EAFC celebration in the game?
Especially in Italy, where like if you do this, they're like, hey, he's just being
emotional. Right. You do one of these.
Oh, my God.
I understand. You know?
But you do the crying emoji, and they're like, how dare you disrespect us in our culture? Couldn't you just have gambled like Tonali?
Do something. Or use drugs like Papu.
Yeah. Huh? Have some respect for the game.
He also said, did you see what he said about Papu Gomez?
No.
He said, I think Papu made some comment about like beating Jose in the Europa League final or whatever. And then and Mourinho said, when I have a cough, I'm not going to take the syrup that his kids drink or whatever. Yeah, like he was like, yo.
You got him.
My man roasted him.
Second red card, dog.
Last one.
See you in 2 years, dog.
No, one more.
Enjoy the rest.
This is for you, Alexis. Did Mudrik mean to shoot it or was it an accident?
There's only one angle where it looks like he meant it. Mukhtar Mudrik couldn't score in a brothel with no goalkeeper. Mikhailo Mudrik absolutely did not. Especially after Zinchenko said, if he scores on Saturday, I'm going to rip his balls off. Did you see that?
Very interesting statement. Yeah. You know,
kind of the older brother.
To say to your countrymen.
Yeah. As if what's happening isn't bad enough. I'm also going to castrate you if you score against us.
Your voice is going to be up in octave, I promise.
To prove that it wasn't meant. Zinchenko only ripped one ball off.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Because it was a shot cross.
Would have been too much.
No, there's no way he meant that.
Maybe the translation. You know?
There's no way he meant that. But there is that one angle. The angle from behind when he's shooting looks like he is looking at the goal when my guy
is...
No, that's the point.
My guy is looking. He is looking to the stars.
He literally is trying to cut it. You're like, I'm going to finish my sentence.
Exactly. Now, that is time. All right. I thought that went pretty well.
Type five, everybody. Thank you for participating and joining us in that. Let's wrap up here, I guess.
That's it.
Everybody.
That's the show, folks. And again, genuinely, in the comments, let us know if you like that. We'll keep doing more. Send us some topics. We'll do them more.
Let's go. It doesn't matter how, obscure it might be. We're happy to...
We should do where we react to, like, videos. I know it's going to suck for the audio listeners. But
sure.
We can explain what's happening.
You know, we'll prepare one day.
Cool. Let me know if you guys do that.
So we'll be back on Thursday. Obviously, we have another big guest coming into the studio, so that'll be really fun as well. So make sure you tune in. But as always, shout out to again Franklin Leonard for coming through. We appreciate it. Make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels. Subscribe to the podcast. Let your friends know about the pod.
Yeah, man. Okay? Download the pod. Tell your friends about the pod. Sleep next to the pod.
Sleep next to the pod. Yeah, say sleep with us, okay?
Yeah, dude.
Let us lull you to sleep.
Also, let us know if you want us to, I don't know, cut to some hot moms in the middle of the episode.
If that will help with the numbers,
we'll do it.
Happy to do it, okay? We'll get a Jumbotron in here.
Bro, we can get a couple NFL retired videographers.
Did you see, that was cool when Charlotte FC had Taylor Swift, the
cardboard cutout. They
had the cardboard cutout of Taylor Swift at the game.
Did you see Mr. Minty, the big soccer ball, choking the flamingo?
Isn't it Sir Minty?
Sir Minty, my
damn,
bad.
Bro.
You don't even realize.
Show him some respect.
My man got knighted, and you ain't even.
Speaking of, by the way, we didn't even mention rest in peace to Sir Bobby Charlton, by the way.
Yeah, R.P.
Who did pass away.
Okay, yeah. It's a great joke to end on.
No, well, you said sir. I forgot.
No. We'll maybe talk about it in more detail in the future. But
maybe Sir Minty, let us know what he thinks of his fellow knight.
So again, we'll be back on Thursday. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. Shout out to everybody watching on DraftKings Network and where there's Samsung, Roku. We appreciate y'all tuning in. So we'll see you on Thursday, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.